Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. It is 8 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. To our fellow citizens of the United States, we are celebrating the Independence Day. We wish everyone a happy 4th. Hope everyone is enjoying your day. Our next song coming up is coming from Eminem and Hayley Williams, and is entitled Airplane.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
It's 98, like I'm eating lunch off a styrofoam tray, yeah. Trying to be the next rapper coming out the A, hoping for a record deal to ignore my pain, yeah. Now let's pretend like I'm on the stage, and when my beat drops, everybody goes insane, okay, and everybody know my name, and everywhere I go, people wanna hear me sing, oh yeah, and I just dropped my new album, on the first week I did 500,000, gold in the spring, and diamond in the fall, okay. And then the world tour just to top it all off. And let's pretend like they call me the greatest, yeah. Selling out arenas with big ass stages. Ow. And everybody love me and no one ever hated. Just try to use imagination.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Let's pretend like this never happened, yeah. Like I never had dreams of being a rapper, rap. Like I didn't write raps up in all of my classes, rap. Like I never used to run away into the blackness now, yeah. Let's pretend like it was all good, yeah. Like I didn't live staring in the notebook, no. Like I did the things that I probably knew I should, but I ain't have neighbors, that's why they call it hood, yeah. Now let's pretend like I ain't got a name, no. Before they ever call me B.O.B. or A.K.A. Bobby Ray. I'm talking back before the mixtapes, before the videos and the deals and the fame, yeah. Before they ever want to pair me to Andre, before I ever got on my space, yeah. Before they ever noticed my face, yeah. So let's just pretend and make wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
And it seems like yesterday, it was just a dream. But those days are gone, they're just memories.
Let's pretend Marshall Mathers never picked up a pen. Let's pretend things would have been no different. Pretend he procrastinated, had no motivation. Pretend he just made excuses that were so paper thin they could blow away with the wind. Marshall, you're never gonna make it. Makes no sense to play the game, there ain't no way that you win. Pretend he just sat outside all day and played with his friends. Pretend he even had a friend to say was his friend. And it wasn't time to move and schools weren't changing again. He wasn't socially awkward and just strange as a kid. He had a father and his mother wasn't crazy as shit. And he never dreamed he could rip stadiums and just lazy as shit. Fuck a talent show in the gymnasium, bitch. You want him out the shit? Quit daydreaming, kid. You need to get your cranium checked. You're thinking like an alien, it just ain't realistic. Now pretend pain just make him angry with this shit. And there was no one he could even name when he's pissed it. And his alarm went off to wake him, but he didn't make it to the Rap Olympics. Left to his plane and he missed it. He's gonna have a hard time explaining to Haley and Laney these food stamps and the sweet shit. Cause he never risked shit. He hoped and he wished it, but it didn't fall in his lap. So he ain't even here. He pretends that
airplanes are not.
this life, I know it was alright. I can't even sleep and I can't get it off my mind. I need to get out of sight, but I end up behind bars. What started out as a simple altercation turns into a real sticky situation. Me just thinking on the time that I'm facing makes me wanna cry. Cause I didn't mean to hurt him. Rum pa pa pum, rum pa pa pum. Man down, rum pa pa pum, rum pa pa pum, rum pa pa pum.
Superman, I'm thinking that I run the whole floor. I don't know if it's just because pineapple kush between my jaws has got me feeling like I'm on top. Feeling like I would have stand up to the cops. I stand up to the big guys because the whole of them are stopped. All the talk, them are talk, and then fly me no drop. No get a youth cannot escape the trap.
Savior lives, and at the end he will stand on this earth. My flesh may be destroyed, yet from this body I will see God. Yes, I will see him for myself, and I long for that moment. Grandma, I really miss you, but it ain't been the same. I drop a tear when I hear your name. Mariella Holloway, why you gotta be so far away? Used to say, don't worry, it's gonna be okay. But it ain't, it's like when you left, you took the Lord with you. Why couldn't I come when he came to get you? Damn, I really miss you. I had to say it again. I remember the time when I was like 10. Crept up in the neighbor's yard, yeah, being hard-headed. You told me I would get it, you said it. Boy, did I get it, love. But after you spanked me, you hugged me, kissed me on my forehead, told me that you love me. And I saw that it hurt you more than it hurt me. I thought, how bad could this hurt me? I know now, that's why it's only done out of love. What I wouldn't give for one more hug from Grandma.
Maybe it's gonna be okay.
Oh, yes,
she used to tell me.
Just don't hate me, but I'ma let you know what's been going on lately. Now you know since you left, a lot of things with your kids done changed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Jackie's still crazy, don't know what's up with James. Ain't seen Jerry in a while, you know he walk like you. And Renee's back in jail, you know she talk like you. Ricula's doing real good now, she working. Rhonda's still running around, tricking, jerking. Buckeye's bugging, he done lost his mind. And Jarvis, back out of jail, doing fine. Collie, he done changed, it ain't all about self. So my father, well, that's something else. But that's my dog, the oldest grandmother down. My great-grandmother, making a lot of trips out of town. But that's a good thing. And if I could only hear you sing once more, hold on, the comfort it would bring.
Everything will be okay. Yes, it will.
Jesus, tell me that.
Everything will be okay.
I really miss
you. Everything will be okay.
I really miss
you. Baby, it's gonna be okay.
kids and having grandkids. And since then, two of your grandkids and had kids. I had a boy named Tacoma, Xavier's brother. That's right, Xavier means you a great grandmother. I thank you for the best times of my life. I thank you for when you first met her, accepting and loving my wife. I thank you for those Sunday dinners, they were vital. I thank you for my life. I thank you for the Bible. I thank you for the song that you sang in the morning.
Amazing grace.
While I'm yawning, I thank you for the two beatings you gave me. Cause I know somewhere along the line, the lesson I learned from two beatings saved me. When you died, I cried like a baby. I begged the Lord to take me, cause no one else could give me what you gave me. But life, like everything, comes to an end. I pray I go to heaven to see you again. Amen.
You are tuned to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 27 minutes after the hour. I just kind of thank everyone for joining us this evening. Next song coming up is coming from Jamie Lancaster, and it's entitled Boys Don't Cry.
that it would turn to rain, because I know that I would watch for you to play under the rain. But now when rainy days are here, I feel so blue, 'cause I can't hear all your laughter in the falling rain, and it brings sadness to my heart, knowing the dew has gone from my side, my side. Seems that rainy days and you make a sound.
Knowing that you've gone. brings me back into your arms.
Oh, take me back, yeah.
Back in your arms, oh.
I
the hard way. There's a price you have to pay. I found out that love is no friend of mine. I should have known time after time. So long, it was so long ago, but I've still got the blues.
Got the blues for you.
Good evening, everyone. You're tuned to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 11 minutes before the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. And it's time for our first comedy break, and it's coming from comedian Willis Turner.
I'll tell you guys, man, I got a little girl, and it's great, because I think about my childhood, and when I look at her, and when I was a kid, I had some crazy thoughts, all right? Like, when I was a kid, I watched a lot of TV, you know what I mean? Like, I actually wanted to be Batman. Remember Batman? Remember when he go to the same bad channel, same bad time. Remember that Batman? Oh, my gosh, I love that Batman. He wore the pajamas with the hefty bag on the back. Oh, my goodness. And I was going to be Batman, and I thought all you had to do to be Batman was rappel down a wall, and my room was on the second floor, so I went and got the long extension cord. Oh, my gosh, because I was going to be the first black Batman. So I went, got my extension cord, I tied it around my bed, and I threw the extension cord out the window. I was like, I'm about to be Batman, about to be Batman. I put my left leg out the window, I'm about to be Batman, about to be Batman. I put my right leg out the window, I'm about to be Batman, about to be Batman. All of a sudden, the ground rushed up on me, right? And the oxygen shot out my lungs. And I lay there, right? I lay there. And the first thought that came to my mind is, I'm about to die. But then the second thought came to my mind is, I can't die. Because if I die, my daddy's going to whoop me. Oh, my God. And he probably used that extension cord I just used. You know? Has anybody ever been whooped with an extension cord? Woo! Make it one look at it. She's like, I'll testify. Oh, my God. I mean, let me tell you something. An extension cord, it ain't really the first. Let me tell you, for those who don't know, an extension cord wraps around a little piece of your flesh and then snatches away real quick. And it ain't really the first hit that gets you. It's like that second, third, or fourth hit. You know what I mean? Because if it was one hit, you could shake that pain off. And it's like, pow, pow, pow. Like, woo, woo, woo. Let me shake off some of this pain. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, I lay there. And I started to breathe. And all of a sudden, I realized I'm going to live. But then I thought, I failed, so I have to do it again. But this time I did it with a whole lot more genius. I tied a whole lot of knots in it. I threw the extension cord out the window. I put my left leg out. I put my right leg out. And I made it all the way to the ground. And I was like, ta-da! The moral of that story is, don't let your kids watch too much TV. Or they'll end up with a microphone on Comedy Time. wearing a black.
'cause if it was, then you wouldn't be crying. You've been tossing and turning in your sleep lately, or sitting around pouting all day long. Now how in the hell you expect me to understand when I don't even know what's wrong? Let's straighten it out. Let's straighten it out. Let's straighten it out. Baby, let's straighten it out. For the last 5 nights, honey, when we went to bed, tell something just wasn't right. When you turned your back to me and you covered your head, or you didn't even say goodnight. Now if you're tired, you don't want to be bothered, baby, just say the word and I'll leave you alone. Instead of
Getting married is scary, now I got you crying cause a nigga didn't show up. You really tell you why, but I'm so surprised. up on the shot and I'm dying inside, cause I know I really want you. So for leaving one day, I'ma have to give you the answer, girl. But right now I can't tell you why I left, girl. Sweet personality and good sex, girl. Spirit take a man like you, supposed to be my wife. Goodbye, hope to see you in the next world.
You was all up under me, acting like you was so in love. Are we talking about you, what's up, nigga, what you running for? Caught you in the beat, you the first one seen on the block with. Took it to the club, told you how to lean with and rock with. You was bold when you wanna get some of that. When you wanna hit the hole like a running back. Then you left and now you wanna come running back. Hell no, nigga, I don't wanna hear none of that. I know you quick, better stick that shit too, so I really wanna say,
how could you leave me?
All the women I caught you with, still I didn't leave, but I didn't forget. All the women I caught you with, baby, I didn't leave, but I didn't forget. All the women I caught you with, but I didn't leave, but I didn't forget. All the women I caught you with.
I'd never have the courage to come back to you. We're all entitled to make a mistake. We got to prepare for some heartbreak. I was earning my man while I was learning my man. Something you young girls might not understand. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no
gain,
no. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
May not be long. I wouldn't waste my time telling you nothing wrong. But love is a flower that needs the sun and the rain. A little bit of pleasure's worth a whole lot of pain. If you learn this secret, how to forgive, a longer and a better life you'll live. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no gain.
No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain. Anything worth having at all is worth working for and waiting for. Some of my closest friends have thought they had their thing on the string just because their man was bringing them flowers and candy and all kinds of gifts. Mm-mm, honey, some gifts are just to make him feel better while he's on his guilt trip about the night before. You know what I mean. Especially when you know you haven't been doing the things you should do. Think about it. What is the man trying to tell you? Sometimes flowers mean maybe we should just be friends. Do you get my drift? Hang if you can hang. No pain, no gain.
In order to get something, you gotta give something. In order to be something, you gotta go through something.
Be a cook in the kitchen, a lady in the street. You can't show your teeth to every guy you meet. It's all right to be a little sweet, but be a mama with the kids and you know what in the sheets. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain.
No pain,
oh, no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain.
everyone. You are tuned to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 13 minutes after the hour. I kind of thank everyone for joining us this evening. We're going to acknowledge the people that are celebrating birthdays today, anniversaries, and if you're having a marriage announcement today, we congratulate you, and we wish you many more on the birthdays. We're going to do our birthday song, and the next song that you will hear will be coming from Shirley Brown, entitled Woman to Woman.
Okay. You've been tossing and turning in your sleep lately. That's right. Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. You are tuned to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for our second installment of our comedy, and it's coming from featured comedian Chris Rock.
Get you ready for marriage, man. Nothing, nobody, nothing gets you ready for marriage. Nobody tells you that once you get married, you will never fuck again. If you like fucking, marriage ain't for you. Shit, I haven't fucked in 7 years. I've had intercourse. See, intercourse when she gets out of the shower on the nice sheets. Fucking's in the back of a rental car. When your woman goes, come on, get some. Nobody gets you ready for that shit. Nobody tells you that once you get married, you will never get pussy again. If you like pussy, marriage ain't for you. I haven't had pussy in 7 years. I've had vagina. I hate vagina. I came out of vagina. Soon as I got out, I said, man, I got to get me some pussy. They don't prepare you. They don't tell you. Married women don't have pussy. Married women have vagina. If you go to a wedding and the woman's throwing a bouquet, she ain't throwing a bouquet. She's throwing the pussy. I won't be needing this no more. And the woman that catches it next gonna get married. You know why? Because now she got two pussies. You gotta marry the two pussy girls. But it ain't just men that lose out on marriage. Women, you lose out too. Women, once you get married, he will never lick your pussy again. Pussy, vagina, whatever the fuck you want to call it. He will never lick your pussy again. I see some married women with tears in their eyes right now. He will never lick your pussy again. Forever, ever, forever, ever, forever, ever. He will never let your pussy again. That's right. Oh, don't get me wrong. He'll give it one coat. But he ain't gonna put the finish on it like he used to. He used to put a spit shine on your pussy. You had to put on shades just to look at your pussy. Put a little sticker next to your pussy. Objects and pussy may appear closer than they actually are. Nobody gets you ready for this shit. That's right, fellas. Once you get married, no more blowjobs. If you like blowjobs, marriage ain't for you. I haven't had a blowjob in 7 years. I've had fellatio. See, when you're single, you get the best blowjobs in the world. 8, 12, 15 minutes straight. Like the girl's auditioning on your dick. Like she's giving your dick a second opinion. Like she's going for her scuba license. You get married, every married man I know gets the same lazy-ass blowjob. It's like three legs, like, and they're hard, put it in. I got to fold these clothes. What kind of lazy-ass blowjob is this shit? If we was at a restaurant, I would send it back. Waiter, this better yet. Yo, marriage is tough, man. Marriage is real fucking tough, man. Marriage is so tough, Nelson Mandela got a divorce. Nelson Mandela got a fucking divorce. Nelson Mandela spent 27 years in a South African prison. Got beaten and tortured every day for 27 years and did it with no fucking problem. Made to do hard labor in 100 degree South African heat for 27 years and did it with no problem. He got out of jail after 27 years of torture. Spent 6 months with his wife and said, I can't take this shit no more. Hey, I'm out of here.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Charles Radcliffe at the United Nations. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights opens with the immortal words, "All human beings are born free and equal." And yet around the world, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex people are harassed, attacked, imprisoned, and treated in a discriminatory manner. For many, the promise of the Universal Declaration rings hollow. They feel anything but free and equal. In 2010, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and High Commissioner for Human Rights Navi Pillay launched a global appeal for the decriminalization of homosexuality and for further measures to end homophobic violence and discrimination. Since then, we've seen the adoption of the first ever UN resolution on the issue, the first official UN report, and the first formal intergovernmental debate. After a long period of denial, a dialogue among states is at last unfolding at the United Nations. A lid has been lifted. Now, this is an issue where the politics are shifting fast. In 2005, when a statement expressing concern at violations against LGBT people was first circulated at the United Nations, 32 countries signed it. Within a year, that number had grown to 54. By 2008, it had increased to 67, and by 2011, to 85 states from all regions. Even so, deep divisions remain. And it's the same objections that come up again and again. First, that LGBT people are somehow asking for new rights or special rights. The fact is that the rights being demanded are neither new nor special. They are age-old and universal. They're exactly the same rights that we're all entitled to. Among them, the right to life, to personal security, privacy, health, education, to freedom from discrimination, and freedom of expression, association, and assembly. So no new rights needed, just proper enforcement of existing ones. Second, some say that because human rights treaties don't explicitly mention homophobic discrimination, that states have no legal obligation to tackle it. But international law requires states to protect the rights of everyone, without distinction. There's no fine print, no hidden exemption clause in any of our international human rights treaties that would permit a state to guarantee full rights to some, but withhold them from others, purely on the basis of their sexual orientation or their gender identity. Third, there is the view that sexual orientation and gender identity are somehow Western concepts that are being unfairly imposed on unwilling nations. But sexual orientation and gender identity are no more Western than racial identity or disability or age are Western. We all have a sexual orientation and a gender identity, whether we talk about it or not. It's part of our makeup as human beings. In fact, if anything can be traced to the West, it's the existence of many criminal laws that are used to prosecute and punish people on the basis of their sexual orientation and gender identity. These laws, that are still in place in some 76 countries, were in most cases imposed in the 19th century by the colonial powers of the day. They're relics of a bygone age. Perhaps the most common objection we hear is that same-sex relationships run counter to religious teachings and to prevailing traditional and cultural values in many societies. Now, it would be wrong to underestimate the importance of tradition, culture, and religion in shaping society, but they're not monolithic, nor can they override individual freedoms. The collective, however united, cannot impose its shared traditions, culture, and religious beliefs on an individual against his or her wishes. Take religion. Freedom of religion is a fundamental right. It's anchored in international law. People are fully entitled to believe and to follow in their own lives whatever religious teachings they choose. What's more, they're entitled to protection from discrimination on the basis of their religious beliefs. But they're not entitled to discriminate against others whose views and values differ from their own. This is not the first time that tradition, culture, and religion have been used as a pretext for denying people equal rights. Slavery, child marriage, marital rape, honor killings, the denial of property and inheritance rights to women, female genital mutilation, all of these have been defended in their time on grounds of tradition, culture, or religion. In this case, the conflict between the rights of LGBT people on the one hand and culture, tradition, and religion on the other is a false one. The protection of one need not be at the expense of the other. The key is to bring the debate back to the rights of individuals, including the right to define their own values, beliefs, and culture for themselves. And we still have a long way to go to end violence and discrimination against LGBT people. The debate here at the United Nations is just starting. To be meaningful, it must be informed by the facts. And that requires violations to be systematically monitored documented, and reported. The same level of scrutiny should apply to these violations as to all others. This is a great human rights cause, on a par with earlier struggles to eliminate other kinds of prejudice and discrimination. Overcoming resistance, countering prejudice, convincing governments to step up and protect LGBT people. None of this will be easy, but the defense of basic rights demands nothing less of us. Thank you.